Let's do it. Let's hope we can't hear those fucking dogs. Hi, this is Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Matt.
We did it right this time. I never know.
Never know.
You notice my voice changes the second I know I'm recording something? I can't be normal for the first 30 seconds.
I've got a joke about playing it up for the camera.
You know, yeah?
Sometimes you say shit differently and you act differently when you know there's a camera
and you
rolling.
You ask questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I do in real life.
So we wanted to talk about Kill Tony. Trenton Tebow was on Kill Tony wearing a Avenue Tattoo Studio hoodie that he bought here.
Yep.
Which, by the way, that led me to, because of how many people told me about it, like by person number 4,000, I figured out my hoodie's on the internet.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how big Kill Tony was, and I was thinking, like, we've both been talking about going back down there and trying to get on Kill Tony again. Everybody's kind of doing that. So I went ahead and ordered 3 hoodies, one for you, one for me, and one for Wayne, that are Avenue or Comedy Avenue instead of Avenue Tattoo Studio. Because I feel like if it says comedy anything, all the comedy nerds are going to look it up.
Right.
And that'll help us get more people submitting, asking, you know, hey, do you have a spot for me that are coming from Austin?
Right.
Bigger and better comics as time goes on. And we're also going to do a thing where you can like pre-order them. So we'll do through Affinity, have a web link where you can go order one, and then they're just going to make it within a few weeks. So it's not like a pre-order before I order a bunch. It's just anytime you want, you can go order one.
Yeah.
You can pick it up at the store. I get the profit after their profit too, but like I'll get $2 to $5 and people will have Comedy Avenue hoodies.
Right.
I think the hoodies,
which is
like,
the goal.
Hoodies are cool, yeah. I'm going to make them as cheap as I can to get them out there, and then have like the Gildan ones. They're pretty good quality hoodies. They're not bad. They're just not like amazing. We're going to start with those and make them whatever the cheapest price point we can get away with is. But the goal is to get them around Lawton and to get them on Kill Tony, because I didn't realize how big of a deal that was to people. So you need to wear one on Kill Tony.
Kill Tony is, first of all, Kill Tony's been around for a very long time.
Probably like, 10 years?
Like they started out in L.A.
At the store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they started in the store.
I think they started in the store in like the belly room or something, like a small room. Like,
and then it just grew and grew, and then they moved to a different place, and then eventually they moved to Austin, and they were that Creaking Cave?
They did.
In either Austin.
I think they were at Vulcan in Austin.
Vulcan. Yeah,
I think
that's right.
Vulcan.
And then they moved to the mothership.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So they've continued to grow, which that's great for them, great for Tony and everybody that's involved in it. I don't know if the 1 minute is what entices most people.
Right.
The 1 minute is what scares me the most about it.
The 1 minute is what makes it, in my opinion, pretty good though, because if I'm an audience member and I go in there and somebody sucks, it's going to be over in about 45 seconds by the time I realize they suck.
Right.
So that's not bad. I mean, that's like bad sex. It's going to be over in about 30 seconds. You're fine. You got this.
She can make it.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
But no, like legitimately, the short nature of it is cool. I don't think that Try and Joke shows here will ever have that level of appeal, but I do think, I've been talking about the idea of live streaming the Try and Joke show, so like once you go off stage, we have music, introduce you as the host, you do 10 minutes, you introduce us, and we start the live feed, like basically as soon as you get off stage, you go and push a button for me, or while you're on stage introducing it, I tap the button. I walk up there, and it's just maybe we borrow those lav mics so that like it's a little better audio.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a good live feed. I think people would like to watch it. I don't know where I want to live stream it, though. I don't know if I want to do YouTube or if I want to do it on Facebook or Instagram. And there is a thing. There's like an app that you can plug in to make it live stream on like 10 different things at once.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that either. You know, like it seems complicated.
I think that it would be a good idea to create
a channel,
Comedy Avenue channel.
I agree.
And then that's where you do your live streams. But then also, because we've talked about, people are going to want to film here,
right?
So, and that's just a deal that you make with them. Like, yeah, you can film here. I get to put your special on the channel.
Right. I think that's a good idea.
Or just like, not special, but you know, whatever you film. Rate,
yeah, if they do like a, even if it's just like for submission tape, they do one where they come to a 30-minute set and cut it down to 20 and make it the sharpest thing ever, and then put it out on YouTube like a, hey, look at me. We put it out simultaneously on our channel. They can do whatever they want with it, too.
Right.
I like the idea of it. I don't like the idea of anything that requires more work. And like we were talking about, getting the quality of this thing up. And I sent you that Lex Friedman screenshot. And I was like, dude, if we could make it look like that. And the cameras that they use for those, it's not the cameras. It's post-editing. It's good quality cameras and lenses. But it's not. They're not using like $80,000 worth of cameras. They're using $2,000 to $3,000 cameras and lots of them, and the lenses vary from $1,500 to $15,000. But like Theo Von's setup is regular Canon, I forgot what model, but like a regular camera. They're about $4,000 or less each. That's including the lenses for the most expensive of his like four or five cameras.
Yeah.
And it's just knowing how to use them, having somebody use them. I think all that shit, once I get the camera I want, is going to be something I only want to do for like, I might do the try and joke shows and my sets, but every time I film the whole show, I'm like, man, I really want to just cut this and send it to people. But it's like with my internet at home, it takes an hour and a half to get 1% uploaded on something. And then I go and like, I forgot to turn the screensaver thing off. So now it's like, I got to start over. It usually says estimated time, 18 hours on a 15 minute video.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm like, I have slow internet. I'm recording at 1080p instead of 4K now. And it's still just really slow.
So I have, this is a slow process.
But we have a guy, and he's going to do everything for us.
Man, we need to find that guy.
We need to find a guy.
Okay.
We're looking for a guy.
So we are looking for a guy. If anybody that's watching it, yeah, or girl, anybody that is watching this, if you know of somebody who would be interested in getting in on the ground floor with us and editing and all the stuff that takes some time and some know-how, so that all we have to do is be funny.
And they need to not suck at it.
Right. Yeah. We don't want somebody that's not worth a shit. Anyway, here's the slow build, okay? Terry brought this up the other day. We were talking. He goes, I think here before too long, we're going to need a place to work. So that way everything is there. You know, kind of an office situation. Finally got my son his welder. He's fixing to work on getting the frame finished up on that building. Mm. I don't know. This is not going to make sense. We live in the middle of nowhere. Phenomenal internet.
Is it fiber?
It is now.
Okay. That might be part of it.
It is now. But even before that, our internet was really good.
Are you going to build a new office space?
So that's what we're going to take that building. We're going to make a corner of it where we can film stuff if we want to. We can put a couple nice chairs. We can film in there if we want. We can do this in it. But then I also am going to build a bench down one side. We're going to get our press, our sublimation printer. Mm. We're going to start working on doing some of our own shirts and merch and offer to do it with other people. And then another wall is going to be a bench. We're going to have spots where you can set up several cameras, and it's just going to be an editing bay.
Do you think you'll have this done where you're efficiently printing shirts between now and not this year's festival, but the festival in 2025?
For sure.
Okay. And when's the festival again? The
first weekend of April.
First weekend of April, Wild West Comedy Fest. And the best way to describe where that's at is near Austin. I mean, for people, it's early Texas.
Yeah, it's early Texas. And you got to really zoom in to see early Texas.
Right.
So Brownwood, Texas is the next biggest town that you'll see. But yeah, I think it's about an hour from Austin. Yeah. It's about the same distance from Dallas-Fort Worth area. Because it's kind of at a...
Yeah, that's right. I remember that's part of why you said you picked it, is it's a great location because people from Dallas and Austin can come. And then I just like the way it looks, but...
It's going to be a lot of fun. And here's what's crazy, is we've been getting a lot of submissions, and submissions from all over the country, which has been awesome. Either yesterday or this morning, we got our first international submission. Somebody from Canada...
Hell yeah.
Has put in their submission for the festival. So I'm really excited about that.
I asked Wayne for the like Comics Wanted flyer thing, and I was like, I'll just randomly send it to some people on Instagram from that list I sent you.
Yeah.
And I just found a few of them. I haven't sent like hundreds yet, but I've just, you know, when I had time, I was like, just sending them. And this guy replied, "What's this?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did stand-up comedy. It's just a comedy festival. I saw a picture of you on stage. I assumed you were a comic." And he goes, "I am. But I don't live there." And I was like, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's a festival. Like, that's kind of the point. Like, if it was just Lawton Comics and a Lawton Festival, that's a showcase.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I wanted to say, what, you don't know how to fucking drive? Like,
bro, the amount of people that we've had to deal with since we made the announcement of the festival, of people going, oh, you're just trying to take advantage of people. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, it's not going to be a huge profit the first couple years. It's going to be like, hey, we made enough that we might be able to do this next year.
And here's what I think we messed up. We offered more information than was necessary because we were trying to be very open about what we were doing.
Right.
Not realizing that people were going to sit down with a calculator and go, oh, well, you're going to make all this money. Mm. No, you're not calculating in the merch, the cost of headliners.
Yeah.
Nobody's
calculating that you have to pay a headliner.
Yeah.
Nobody adds that part in. Everybody overlooks that. They go, oh, well, their headliner's going to be somebody that paid $20. No, the headliner's going to be somebody we paid a lot more than $20.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's really interesting about stuff like that is, like, people that aren't willing to try to do something get mad at people that do it no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same thing, like, it's not as bad anymore, but remember when somebody would, like, try to be on American Idol or something, and be like, oh, I didn't think he fucking sings, he's probably just trying to get famous because he's tired of living here, he's kind of a fucking piece of shit, and I hate him, a stupid motherfucker. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, the guy sings in church every weekend, you just don't go to his church. Like, the thing where people go do something you're scared to do, people's reaction is automatically, let's talk shit about that person, shame that person. Like, they're doing something I'm not willing to do, therefore they suck. Because you can't admit you suck.
Right.
I hate that.
Until that person does well.
Then he's your best friend.
And then it's like, oh yeah, I grew up with this guy. Yeah. We were best friends growing up. We raped a girl together. I mean, we were like this, man. We're like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought you hated the guy.
Every time we talk about, like, the different levels of comedy and where we want to be in our careers and whatnot, especially when it's on the podcast, I have this weird opposition to fame thing in my head. And you've said before, you're like, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I never thought of it as, like, a bad thing to want to be famous. It just never seemed logical. And then the more I do comedy, the more I go, I get it.
Yeah.
Idea of, like, going, okay, so-and-so thinks I'm a fucking idiot for doing these jokes. I kind of want to be able to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't get you tickets to the show. I got people that actually were nice to me tickets to the show. Piece of shit. And then the people that were like, okay, let's say hypothetically, you, me, or somebody we know that's done a lot of stage time at Comedy Avenue makes it to, like, an unpredictably crazy, like, Burt Kreischer level or something. Not what we're actually thinking might happen, but, like, crazy big. Bianca and her husband that are always here, they're getting a fucking limo ride, flight,
for sure.
Limo, fucking five-star treatment for being those people. And that's just a reward for being honest. They just like the shows. They're not, like, they're not doing it as a favor to us, but they like them enough, they tell people, and the show grows because of people like them. And I think that part, to me, will be less satisfying but equally fun as going, oh, I'm sorry, Andrew doesn't use this phone number anymore because it's just a bunch of dumb people from Lawton that talk shit about him and then want free tickets. So he gave the phone to me. My name's Jorge, and I will shoot you in the dick with a BB gun. Like, just fucking with those
That's
people.
That's my hobby.
I love shooting people in the dick. But no, imagine if you're only working 3 nights a week for fucking 6 hours. How much downtime you have to fucking just...
Find out that's what you like to do.
You just shoot people in the beat.
I agree with you 100% on the... I look forward to being able to give a shout-out to the people. You know what I mean? Like, all the time I tell, like, whenever I'm asked, well, how'd you get started in this? There's a girl named Jennifer Neighbor now, Jennifer Gonzalez at the time. She's the one who actually talked me into doing stand-up.
That's kind of like I credit people that won't do stand-up. You have people that talked you into it. I have people that I was like, I can't be you. I have to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different thing. But mine's so weird because it's like, everything that motivates me is always, I go, if I get mad at you because you're doing something I don't like, I make sure I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes doing something I don't like is just saying, I really want this thing and not trying to get it.
Right.
And that's, for some reason, it drives me fucking bonkers. Also, people tell me they're going to be at the show. I just assume you're not going to be at the show. You know who doesn't tell me they're going to be here? Every person that's here. None of them have ever,
right.
like, every now and then, like, my cousin will be like, hey, I think we're going to make it. That is different. But, like, the people are like, dude, I'll for sure be there. I'm like, okay, count that as a no.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
For a long time, I made myself do the 10% rule, which was 10% of the people who clicked going on a event or that called and told you or messaged and told you that they were going to be there. Only 10% of those people are showing up.
And then do the other 10% rule. Only 10% of the people interested won't show up.
Right.
Like when they, I mean, that's not an accurate number, but like when people click interested, I assume that's like, if I get, you know, in my head, if I was using Facebook events to know what I'm doing 3 weeks from now on a Saturday, I would click interested because I'm curious. And then I go, okay, when it gets closer, I'll do a little bit of, I'll see what these guys are about, or I'll see if there's anything other thing, like something else I want to do in town. And if it seems like interested means this is one of my five options.
Right.
And then going should be going. But I mean, I don't care what those things say. And also, like, I can't view them. I have to ask Brandy to.
Yeah.
Like, even though
I've always looked at the interested. When people click interested, they didn't want to be rude and just ignore your invitation.
Oh, okay.
So they're just like, I can't commit and say that I'm going, but I'm going to say interested just so you know I looked at it.
I usually don't send the invitations because I don't. I'm trying to get my old Facebook back, though, just because I have no idea how many friends are on it. And those would be the people that. A lot of them still get tattooed by me and stuff, but most of them, I think it was probably upwards of 500 friends on there. I would assume a few thousand, but I have no fucking idea. Most of those people probably are people that I knew from before tattooing, or friends of friends, or cousins, or whatever. And then the occasional client or person that was thinking about getting tattooed, I'm trying to reactivate that account just so I can make it an editor on my like page for my comedy,
right?
And then invite all those people and invite them to one event and then turn that bitch back off. Just like leave it, like just go, I'm just sending invites, I don't use this page anymore. Also, I can save the fucking pictures that were on it, like,
yeah.
So it's, I mean, kind of a cool thing about not being able to truly delete it, but I reset the password, tried to log in with like the help, it's like get some help from your friends because I don't have the same phone number anymore thing, and I failed to get the email, so I reset it again. The email didn't come in again, so I reset it again, and now I'm locked out for like what Google says could be up to 7 weeks or something weird. Like, I thought it'd be like 24 hours. It's more than that.
Have you ever gone back and tried to look up your old MySpace page?
Mm-hmm. Can't do it. I had one called Bobby Chopsticks that was my tattoo portfolio. Six of the eggs. I didn't want it to be like traceable. Like, I know that like the FBI is not coming to get you for tattooing, but I didn't want it to be a thing where I put Andrew Peterson and just, you know. So I just went, like, completely dumb with it. And I'm like, just look up Bobby Chopsticks on Facebook with a, or on MySpace with an X. Like, and then the link was just myspace.com/Bobby Chopsticks. And everybody knew my name wasn't Bobby. It was like, hey, where can I see your work? I don't have my book in my car. And I just go, oh, you can go to MySpace. This isn't my name. Just, I don't have a license, so this is what I do. And nobody, I mean, I probably had 40, 50 friends on there that I would, it was private too. That was the other thing. Like Bobby Chopsticks, tattoo artist, one picture, and then you can't see anything else. And it worked great as a portfolio. Like that was like, for me, that was like having Linktree back then. It was just like a way to show people stuff.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I think not too long ago, we were, Tana and I, my wife and I were talking about something, and I said something about MySpace and the kids. It took them a second, and then they realized what we were talking about. They're like, what? Yesterday, we're having a conversation. Tana's telling a story about something that happened. I think she was telling a story about the first time she ever got drunk.
That's fun.
She was way too young to be drinking. And she goes, I lost my pager that night. And we all just died laughing. It was like, damn, you're old.
That's old school. Yeah, I don't. Okay, so when pagers were popular, I was too young to have a pager. Not by a lot, but like my older cousins had pagers and stuff. But I kind of hit that phase where it was like, I was old enough to have a phone about the time pagers were phasing out.
Yeah. What was your first cell phone you ever had?
The Nokia. The one people call a brick.
Yeah.
It's got the little antenna and snake. Yeah. My phone number was my dad's phone number. So my dad, I was working at the skate arena, and my dad was like, hey, if you'll pay the phone bill for the whole house, you can have a phone. And I was like, oh, I'm good. I'll just call you guys from the payphone there because that's 25 cents per ride home. That's way more manageable. And he was like, well, you're going to need a phone. And talked me into paying the whole fucking phone bill. And he gave me his phone and upgraded. Like, he got a new phone because they had a new Adeline, and you save money, you get all this shit. So I had his old phone, and the phone number was 580-678-8140. And I had that phone number and booked tattoos with that phone number and shit until, like, 2018, probably 17, something like that. And I should have kept that number because I could probably reset my fucking Facebook thing, which I probably shouldn't have said that on here because somebody's probably got that number. Now they're going to reset my Facebook. Hey, Sid, just if you take it, send invites to everybody for a couple events, and then we're cool. I don't even care.
But that's what I probably had 5 or 6 phone numbers over the years.
I'm on phone number 3, and I think pretty soon I'm going to do a thing because emails are bouncing when I email people about appointments. I'm going to try to have 2 SIMs, and you can have an eSIM and a regular SIM in your phone.
Yeah.
And have a work number, and then I'm going to make my existing number that you have will become my work number because so many people have it. I'll still have access to it. And then I'll have a personal number that I, like, literally just give to, like, maybe 15 people or less.
Right.
And then they'll be on the same phone. Like, I can toggle over to that, but I can have it on not work mode. And then when I do my booking, I can copy their, rather than replying to the email, I can do that too, but I can just hit copy on their phone number, paste it in the fucking messages, send them, and it'll still be an iMessage with a blue bubble, and it won't look like some automated... Like, if it's green, especially if it's a phone number that's texting a ton of new people all the time, it's going to eventually show up as spam, too.
Right.
So, I'm trying to, like, bypass all
that. Do any of your kids have phones?
Yeah, the 2 older ones do.
Do you know their numbers?
I know the first I know the first 3 of Asher's, but no, I don't.
Do you know Brandy's phone number?
Yes, I do.
My wife is the only phone number that I know. But she's had this same phone number forever.
So I know Brandy's phone number, and she's had the same for like 5, 6 years.
Even when we switched phone services, she was able to bring her number with her.
I can tell you, like, I'm not going to do it on here, but I can tell you my dad's phone number, my mom's phone number, my brother's phone number. If my other brother still has, he has like 2 or 3 phones because he installs fucking internet, and it's weird. But I can tell you everybody but my sisters because they've all had the same phone number since I was like 17.
Really?
Yeah.
See, like, I remember phone numbers from, like, I remember my grandparents' phone number.
Right, I remember 536-9786. That's my home number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember phone numbers from back then.
Can we call my old home phone right now on the podcast?
We can.
Okay.
How long have we been going? It'd be funny if you forgot
minutes.
To record.
That would be funny, but I check every now and then. So, I think the podcast, y'all tell us in comments, but I think the podcast would also be better, even if I can do this in CapCut now, by the way. Just 2 views, I just don't, it's going to be like an extra fucking 2 hours of my life every week. Because you could see us looking at you rather than like the side, like,
yeah.
I feel like this is a little better. Also, I really like watching Theo Von's little short, super short shit. Like the other day, one popped up on my YouTube that was, he's talking about Chili's and he goes, so we were all at a Chili's, and for those of you that don't know what Chili's is, like, it's like they're trying to be a Mexican restaurant. But it's more like the people that are trying that is really just a bunch of people from high school that wanted to open a restaurant because they suck. And you're like, that's actually a perfect description of Chili's
right.
While being funny. All right.
Here's what I like is the lav mics.
Yeah.
Which I'm about to take mine to the lavatory.
Okay. He's going to go lavatory as.
Is that so how you say it? Is that the right word?
Yeah, lavatory. So it's a lavalier mic is what we're wearing under here. And I know the audio quality is not 100%, but I think it's better than the other option. But we're going to go 580-536. Oh, we got it. Hey, how do you, can y'all hear him? That's loud. I'll wait.
Wonder how loud that is.
It's got to be really loud because I can hear it out here and your microphone's 3 inches from the tip of your wiener. Is it *67 to block your phone number? Is it *67? Jeez. 536-9786. Okay. *67. I think it's that. What do I dial to block my phone number? *67. Okay. 580-6. Nope. 536. 9786. That's my old phone number from when I was a kid. So we're going to call this. I hope it's the same house in Terrace Hills that I lived in. That would be really cool. We're going to call this when Matt gets out, and I'll put it on speaker, and I'll put it close enough you can hear it. And I don't have a plan yet. But we're going to see what happens. Now he's washing his hands. I hope this doesn't ruin the podcast for you guys. It might make it better. It might make it worse. You never know. I got a pee, too. There's a restaurant or a bar in Wichita Falls called P2, and I think it's the dumbest name ever for a bar because it's like, why would you pee also? Okay, you ready?
There's so many sound effects on this episode.
We're sorry. You've reached a number that has been disconnected.
Dang. All right, so what's a good prank call? Like, I don't want to know what I'm saying yet. What's a good place I can call?
Like a business or something?
Anything.
Oh, I don't know. A good business.
Or a good, here, we'll just do this. *67-580-699-5653. I made that up.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Oh, it's a business. I thought it'd be a cell phone, because I know a lot of people have 699 cell phones. One time I prank called Rib Crib and asked them if they sell cribs, and I did it to every location. Asher thought it was hilarious. We're getting there. It's going to be recorded. All right. Call Rib Crib.
There's a gas station up the street.
Oh, okay.
And they...
Yeah.
Should be entertaining.
Well, it's not as entertaining when you're waiting for it to ring for the... Like, I wish this... I might edit some of this.
They must be busy.
Yeah, they're busy. All right, what's that one? So I'm going to go *67, because they will call me back. *7939. Okay, calling. And again, no plan yet. This is like the crowd.
It's a convenience
work,
store.
Hello, this is Topango. How can I help you?
Hey, yeah. Do y'all sell baby cribs, like for like a baby to sleep in? Because I got a Chihuahua and he needs a bed, and they don't have a good one that rocks at the store.
Sorry, but you are not audible to me.
Like a Chihuahua's bed, like for a dog, you know, the little dogs, they're like on the, you know, when you watch the Taco Bell commercials, go ahead.
Give me a second.
Please. Okay, I'll give you a second.
Hello.
Hello. That was quick.
Hello.
Hello. Was it? What?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm looking for a baby crib, like for a baby to sleep in, like, you know the thing Jesus was in when he was born? I want one that rocks, and I'm trying to find one that I could put a Chihuahua doggy in. He's about 4 pounds, 3 ounces. He's 7 years old.
You called that a wrong number. You called that a gas station.
I thought it was like a convenience store.
Sorry?
I thought it was like a convenience store. Like, y'all sell like soda and chips and cribs and cigarettes and all that?
No.
Oh. Well, how many calls a day do you get like this, though? Damn. Okay. Hey, we tried.
Dang. All right.
That was kind of fun.
That guy listened to you for way longer than I would have listened to you.
And it's customer service. Fairfield Inn and Suites. I used to work there. Watch this. If they still have to answer it this way, that's going to be hilarious. Can you look it up for me so I can *67 this one? *67-580. Thank you for calling your lot in Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. This is Andrew. How may I help you?
By Marriott? Oh.
Yeah. Fairfield Linen Suites. I mean, I could also just let them have my number. It's not a big deal. I just know the bigger the business, the less I worry about it. Like Rib Crib, they get so many calls, it doesn't matter. But a hotel, even though it's a huge business, I know the inner workings, and I think I would write the phone number down and then call you back on my personal cell phone later and I want to bring mess it up. With you. I don't know. Maybe because you suck. You got Wi-Fi? Dude, I got to pee now. Should we just pee on camera? Like, I mean, not like audio.
No, don't pee on the camera.
Well, oh, dude, speaking of cameras and microphones, there's this new lav mic I want that plugs into these. There we go. It's the little guy. Okay, we're ready? It's waterproof. 248. We can say it. It's public. 248.
5,500.
I should have known that. I forgot I have a dimple. I got hit in the face with a golf club.
Can you hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Look how cute that dimple is, dude. You think the bitch is like that?
From getting hit with a golf club?
Yeah, I got hit in the face with a golf club and then I had a dimple. I didn't know you could do that until I got hit in the face with a golf club. That's a true story. I don't know why I haven't made jokes about it. So we're just going to wait here. And how's that tea?
It's good. It's good. It's I'm on my like third round of water on the same bags.
Well, that's, I put two bags in it. Cause... Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have jacuzzi suites at that location?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Do you have adjoining rooms?
No.
Okay. Let me just cut to the chase. Is it possible for me to rent the highest floor and make it where only me and my associates have access to that top floor so we can have a gathering?
If you're doing it a different day, yes.
No, day, no. We...
Here, but I do have a phone number to Miss Kate. She's the director of sales.
Miss Kate?
And make all that happen for you.
Okay.
Yes. And that way, if you're doing a big group of people, you can make a big group block.
But if it's in several months, we can block out the entire upper floor and then, like, clear it out to where we can just, you know, blow each other in the halls and everything.
Okay, yeah, you can call her and see if that's possible. I'll give you
okay.
the number.
Okay, and then also, do you have housekeeping, or I'm sorry, room service there? Like, could we have, I mean, we'll put our clothes on when, oh, okay.
No, they don't go in your room while you're here, unless you're here for a whole week. They do, the third day they do a...
Okay. Like a light cleaning, like get the towels and clean, like change the, do they change the sheets on that? Because this is going to get pretty weird.
If you request them to do a full service on a certain day, then they can.
Okay.
But technically, no.
Okay.
They will not go in there if you're only here for like a couple of days.
Gotcha. And is there still a lady there named, Kim in management? Okay, well, if there is still a Kim there, just ask her about the Wild Boys. And then can I get that phone number?
Miss Kate is 804.
406-9. Okay. 469-4869? 804-450. 804-69. What? Sorry, go ahead.
804-281.
330-8004.
No, 004. 450.
Okay, 450. 8. That last four again, I'm sorry, one more time. What is it? 48. 4869. Got it, thank you. Wait, what?
Okay. 4869,
okay, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
We should go and offer that lady free tickets to a show. That was great customer service right there at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Okay, hold on.
She deserves a raise.
Okay, hold on. Let's do that real quick. Hey, did I just speak with you about the room block for the whole upper floor? Okay, so obviously that was a bad prank call. We weren't sure what we were going to do yet, but I'm recording a podcast right now with another comedian, and we actually do shows. We have a show coming up in Lawton. If you'd like tickets for it, you can, what's your email? Can we give your email?
Yeah, M. Farrell Productions.
If you would like to come to a comedy show for free, and we'll, if we have I don't know what the food situation is, but if there's food, we'll also comp you a meal. Email mferrellproductions@gmail.com. Farrell spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L. And we'll comp you two tickets. Because you were delightful and you're really good at your job, which is very rare. So we appreciate you. All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
She's not going to email.
Definitely not. She took down that email about as well as you took down that phone number. Here's what I do like, though. When you were fake taking down a number from somebody who could not see you, you still picked up your phone and acted like you were doing it.
You gotta
hold on, let me
in.
Get a pen real quick.
You gotta be all in. Do you want to just do a bunch of prank calls and make that like not even an episode, just like a highlight reel of just dumb pranks? Just we take turns talking to them.
I think we gotta come up with some places, like good places to prank call them.
Yeah, we gotta do that. This is more a podcast of us talking about the podcast again.
Yeah.
Hey, this has been Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast. Comment what you think.
Yeah, please comment.
Tell us stuff to do.
Yeah, please comment places that you would like to see us prank call.
Let's put this one on our Facebook pages early, that way, before it publishes, so that way we can get the comments.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.